For centuries, scientists spent their lives searching for the Philosopher's Stone, a mythical substance that could transform base metals into gold. These days, biofuels researchers have set their sights on a new Philosopher's Stone, a chemical process that can turn plant waste, things like corn husks and wood chips, into ethanol, a biofuel. Their research has led them to some pretty weird places, but perhaps the weirdest is currently being explored at Mississippi State University. To tell you about it, here's biofuels enthusiast Jay Leno.
Oh, I love this. Scientists at a meeting of the American Chemical Society announce what they're calling an exciting breakthrough. Listen to this. They say panda droppings can be converted into biofuel, reducing our dependence on foreign oil. Is that a breakthrough? What are there, 10 pandas left in the world?
You heard the man. Panda poo. Although, Leno didn't quite get it right. Like just about everybody else, biofuels researchers don't have much use for smelly, half-digested bamboo. No, what they want is inside those little green piles, a cornucopia of bodacious, plant-digesting bacteria. Dr. Ashley Brown is a biochemist who leads the research team at Mississippi State.
So what we're looking at is really identifying the bugs, the microbes, that are in the gut of pandas. We're cultivating them, we're tweaking the conditions to then get them to produce oils that can be used to produce a next generation biofuel.
The problem facing researchers like Dr. Brown is one of efficiency. Right now, you have to burn about a gallon of gas to get a gallon of ethanol from plant waste. If cellulosic ethanol is ever going to be sustainable as a fuel source, that number has to come down. So Dr. Brown and her team asked themselves, what in nature is really good at turning green plants into energy? And then it hit them.
Okay, so the giant panda has a simple digestive tract. It's short, and because the food and that woody material is not in the digestive tract for very long, these bacteria have to be really efficient and quick at what they do. And so that's what we're honing in on. We're honing on the skills of that bacteria to be really quick, really efficient at breaking that material down.
And when I visit the China exhibit at the Memphis Zoo, Yaya is lounging around on a giant wooden play structure. Yaya, say hi for everybody. As one of the zoo's two giant pandas, Yaya can eat up to 40 pounds of bamboo in a single day. And according to Andy Kuba, the zoo's conservation director, the research material is literally piling up.
So if you can imagine, if they're eating 17 to 20 kilograms a day, they're pooping quite frequently, sometimes every couple minutes. Sometimes you'll have multiple fecal bolus come out at one time. So they are pooping machines.
Once it arrives at the lab, the panda poo is separated and analyzed using a variety of high-tech equipment, like the mass spectrometer that we're listening to now. The research is still in an early stage, but the eventual goal is to use these bacteria to produce cheap ethanol on a large scale. So, is this the new philosopher's stone? Has the research team at Mississippi State struck gold? Well, says Dr. Brown, gold is nice, but what's even nicer is learning to power our nation with renewable fuel.
So I think the big picture is really starting with the idea of conservation. I think that that's important. And with this project, if you can take two waste streams, the waste of an endangered animal and agricultural waste, and you can put them together and you can make fuel for a nation, I think that's a really good thing.
For WKNO News, I'm John Kleiss Minervini.